Today's daf is daf ayin vav. So let's take it from two lines from the top. The Gemara is still going through very descriptive psulim of the male. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nikav." If there's a hole there, so v'nistam and it gets closed up, kol she'ilu nikre v'nikre. If a person would have be a balkari and it would cause it to tear further, that person would be apostle. V'lav, if not, the closure would remain intact. So then kasher would be acceptable. So Havi Bei Rava, Rava wanted to one. He was trying to understand the situation. Hey, what's the case here? Elaim, if you're going to have me lamata me'atar, if it's lower than the atara, then afilu nichvas nami, even if it was cut, it would be acceptable. Ela batar atzma, must be that the hole is on the atara itself. Itmar nami was said as well. Amar Rav Meri bar Mar, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel Nika batara atzma v'nistam. If there is a hole in the atara and it got closed off, so then kol she'ilu nikre v'nikre pasul. If the carry would cause it to expand and to rip, that'd be pasul. V'lav a kasher. So Shalach Le Rava Bered the Rabba Le Rav Yosef Yamaldeinu Rabbeinu Rabbeinu taught us Hey Chiyabdinu. Well, how do you deal with the situation? What is the what's the situation here? So Gemara says Amrle Maisina Nama Chamima. I mean, how do you test it out? So Maisina Nama Chamima. You bring some like a warm bread, the sara of barley, Manichanay Abe Pukri, and you place it in the neck of the backside. Umikin. That's going to cause him to be a carry, and you test it out that way. V'chazinale, and you'll see if it tears or doesn't tear. So Amar Abai, Abai says, "Atu chuliyama Yaakov Avinu havi." Is everyone Yaakov Avinu? Whereby they're such a tzaddik, they won't become kari. Only that way will create kari. So the chsibbe kochiv roshis oni that it says by Yaakov that was the first time ever he became about kari when he had first child Reuven. Shall ra kari miyamav. Ella Amar Abai, so what you do is mavrinan kame big day tzvorim. You pass in front of him some color clothing to have him hear hurim, and that's going to then generate a kari. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, atu chuliyama barzile hagiladi." Is everyone such a pirate, so involved in zima and znus that we should do this to such a person? Ella mechaver sekadashin meikaris. We use the first option of bringing this warm piece of bread, and that somehow is going to generate carry. So Gemara then says, "Taner abana nikev pasul bipneishu shoses." If there's a hole, he's possible because it's going to be shoses. The carry is not going to come out yorik kechetz; rather, it's going to just fall out as opposed to yorik kechetz. And Rashi points out, as we've seen already, that only shechva zera that it's yorik kechetz could be molded, could be mazria. But if it's not yorik kechetz, if it just kind of falls out, that person will not be able to have a child. But nisam, if that hole gets closed, kasher would be acceptable. Why? Bipneishu molded, because then since it is yorik kechetz, he would be able to have children. V'zehu pasul, this would be an example of a psul shechozla hachshir, that although it's pasul, it can revert back to its initial kashrus, and this would be acceptable. The Gemara says, what's it coming to exclude? Zeh lemute mai, what's a situation whereby that the psul cannot be rehabilitated? That's the mute karim sha'ola machmas maka birei. It's referring to the lungs. If there's a lung that has a puncture, and there's some type of scabbing that covers and seals up the hole, there ain't no karm. That's not considered a good seal because that's not going to remain permanent. And that would be a situation where the psul cannot be chozel achshiro, as opposed to our case of the psul of the nekev in the atara would be chozel achshiro. So Gemara then says, Shalach le Rav Idi bar Avin labai heichi avdinana. So how does one fix the hole, that there's a hole in the atar? What is the eitzah? So Gemara says, Maisinin sarasa, you bring some type of barley, umesartina lay, and you kind of rub it around the hole to make it even and smooth out the hole, and that's going to somehow cause it to the skin to regrow. Sometimes there's a hole, the skin gets stuck, whatever is, rumor, the scab doesn't allow it to grow, but if you kind of generate some type of skin movement, it's going to produce more skin to grow. Umaisina and tarba, you place some chalev, some fat on the area, the shaifina, and you rub it on that hole. Umaisina and shumshana gemali, you bring some type of bug, umnachtina and lay, you kind of place that bug in the hole, upaskina and lay the ratio, you cut off the head of the bug, and it's going to somehow create some glue, it's going to seal the hole. That was the eitza, that was their medical way of closing the hole. And the Gemara says, vidafka sara, so this only works if you're using some type of barley to kind of smoothen out the hole. Of a parzala or some type of knife, barzel, mizarv, zarv, that actually ruins it, that's going to create more of a wound that won't be effective. Vahani mili katan, this is also only effective if it's a small hole. Of a gadav, the hole is large, mikfule mikfal, somehow it's not going to work. It's going to, it's going to go and continue to break, even though it might close up. It won't be strong and stable enough to continue to remain closed. This will only be effective with a small hole. The Gemara then says, "Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Hamatil Mayim Mishtei Makomos." A person is Matil Mayim. He urinates from two different holes. That person will be pasul. He can't. He is not considered. He can't be lava bakal. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Less hilchasa lo kivra lo kaaba." The halacha is not like my son, nor is it like my father. Bra Hadamar, and his son, like you just said above, Rava's son was Rabba. So like you said before, is that his son? Wait a second. Like his son. Not his son, I think, like the son of Rabba, it's the saying, right? The halacha is not like his son, which Rabba bar Rav Huna, and it's not like Abba, like Rabba himself. Not like the son, which is Rava, not like Abba either, Rav Huna. So what does that mean? So bra, Hadamar, like we just said above, that statement that Rabba bar Rav Huna said, Hamata Mayim is possible. He says, no, not true, we think such a person's kasher. And Ka'aba, the Amar Rav Huna, himself said that what he said, the father said, Noshim Hamasolo Zobazu, two women who are with each other, Psulos Lakuna, they are considered zonos, and they're possible to marry a Kohen. And they argued, it says, Vafila Rabbi Elazar, Damar Panoi Haba Ala Pnuya, Shelo Shem Ishis Asa Zona. If a man and a woman, not the Shem Ishis, but they have Mizana with each other, she becomes a zona. That's only true, Hani Mile, Ish and Isha, man and a woman, about Isha, two women, that's simply pritzus of alma, and that's not considered a zona. So these two particular halachas, we don't paskin like, says Rav. Okay. So now the Numisha tells us. Psuadaka, Vakar Shivcha, these individuals, Mutarn Bigioris Mushucharos, they are allowed to marry a Gioris, allowed to marry an Evik Kanani or Shivchas Kananis who became free. V'einon Asur Ela Milavova Kal, it's only also for them to marry into the Kal, Shinemar, it says in the Pazak, Lo Yava Psuadaka, Vakar Shivcha, Vakal Hashem. But since a Gioris and Mushucharos were not born into the Kal, they're not considered the Isser of Yava Bakal, they may marry these individuals, but may not marry a regular Bas Yisrael. So asks the Gemara the following question. Bo Mune Merev Sheshes. Psudaka Kohen. What about a Psudaka who's a Kohen? Do we say Bigioris Mishuchweris Biktu Shasai Kai V'asr? So a regular Psudaka is allowed to marry a Gioris Mishuchweris, but a Kohen in general cannot marry Gioris Mishuchweris. That's not allowed. But now, if he's also Psudaka, does that Psudaka remove his status of being a Kohen and he'd be allowed, or would he be Asr? Do we say Biktu Shasai Kai, he's still called the Kohen, and therefore Asr to marry a Gioris or Mishuchweris? Oduma, perhaps we say Psudaka renders him La Biktu Shasai Kai, he's not called the Kohen anymore, Vishari, and would be permitted to marry a Gioris and a Mishuchweris. So Gemara says, Amar le Rav Sheshes Tanisua, we have the Mishnah tells us, a Ptuadaka Yisrael is Mutar bin Nesina. Nesina is a goy. We'll see whether it's a goy that's in this Geyer or a goy that remains a goy. So Gemara says, how could that be? How could you have a Ptuadaka Yisrael marry Nesina? If you say Yisrael has still Kedushas Yisrael, how could he marry a goy, a Nesina? Ikru Khan, we're going to invoke the Pasuk Losis Chatein Ban. You can't marry a non-Jew. So the fact that we allow Ptuadaka to marry a Benisina must be there's no Kedusha anymore. So to a Ptuadaka Kohen may marry a Gioris and Mishuchreris. So the Gemara responds, Amar Rava, Atu Hasam Mishim Kedusha Vlav Kedusha Hu. That child of marrying a Nesina is not about Kedusha or not Kedusha. You know the reason is why you can't marry a guy? Duma Molid Ben, the Azil Palach Lav, Odes Kochavim. The concern is you might have a child, the son, and that son's going to go ahead and follow his mother, who's a non-Jew, who's a Nesina, and go worship of Odes Zara. That's the concern. They're not about Kedusha or not Kedusha, about your son going off the Derech. That's the Shiloh. And Hani Mila is only true Behiyosin Ovdi Kochavim. Only when the Nesina is a goy and you marry them is an Isser Losis Chatein Ba, because the child might do Avodah Zarah. But Ki Megayre B'Yisrael Sharu. But if the Nesina were to convert, so now she's following Yiddishkeit, there's no Chashash anymore, then one would be able to marry a Nesina who's converted. However, nonetheless, Rabbanan were Gazerbu, they were Gozer, not to even marry a Nesina who is in Misgayer, because you might marry a Nesina who wasn't Misgayer, and that might lead to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that even when they were Gozer, on a Nesina who is Megiyeres, it's a chi gazu b'rabanan banoch de bnei olodu. Only those men who could potentially have children, we answer them marrying a Nesina Gioras, lest they marry a Nesina she'eni Gioras, because the children might do avodah zara. Aval hai, but a p'tzudaka de lo bar olodu can't have children. Lo gazu b'rabanan. That's why they're allowed to marry a Nesina. That's why Yisroel p'tzudaka may marry a Nesina. But nothing at all to do with Kedusha or not Kedusha. It all has to do with whether the child will go do Avodah Zarah or not do Avodah Zarah. And don't bring me any rise to Ptuadaka Kohen marrying a Gioris and Mishuchares, because that's the question of Kedusha. Or is it, wait a second. In this world, this understanding that's about having children and not having children about doing Avodah Zarah, let's take it one step further. El Miata, if that's the case, Mamzer, who's allowed to marry a Nesina, we should say, not true. A Mamzer, Debar Olodu, who can have children, a Mamzer, Hachanami Da'asa, we should say he can't marry a Nesina, lest that child do have Avodah Zarah. But Vahatzan, the Mishnah tells us, in the Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin, Mamzerim u'Nesinim mutarim lavozebezeh, they can get married. But why, wait a second. If the whole chashash of a Nesina, Gioras, and a Nesina, Eno Gioras, is because they might do Avodah Zarah, a Mamzer should not be allowed to marry a Nesina, because their children might do Avodah Zarah. So Ella, you're right. The Gemara says, Ki gazu rabbanan, when the rabbanan goes there, they're only goes there b'ksherim, but psum lo gazu rabbanan, they didn't care so much. In other words, the real issue is you can't marry Nesina. That's an issue that I said, don't marry Nesina, when Nesina who's a goy, because they might, their children might do Avodah Zarah. When a Nesina converts, Mikar didn't, one may marry Nesina, but there goes there that if you marry a Gioras, you might marry actually one who's not a Gioras. But that Gzer, for whatever reason, was limited only that a Nesina Gioras cannot marry a Yisrael. But a Mamzer, who's possible, we allow them to marry a Nesina Gioras, even though it's there might be a Chashash of a Gzera marrying a Nesina who still is a Goy. But then the Gemara says, I'm retracting. Amr Rav, Rav says, not Lav Milsi Dami. What I say is not really true. Biyosan Ovde Kochavim. When the Nesina is still a goy, not converted, less luchasnas, there is no chasnas. The marriage isn't chal, nothing to speak of. We'll look in Rashi in just a second. Nisgairu is luchasnas. When they have converted, there is chasnas. Look at Rashi, last four lines of Rashi. Lav milsi d'amri. That which I said earlier. Do kimna krab yosem of the chachamim. I said the pasuk is referring to when they're still non-Jews. The yosem of the chachamim less a chasnas. There's no chasnas. There's no marriage. Marriage isn't chal there. The pasuk is referring to chasnas. You can't speak a marriage of a Jew to a non-Jew. There's no marriage. You don't tell me the isser los is chatin ba. You try to get married, there's no chalos. So the isser of los is chatin ba is referring to when the Nesina is converted, when she's a Gioras, and yet still there's an isser, the rise of los is chatin ba. So Rashi says again, Elavadai kra begerim ksiv, umishim kedushin. The reason why you don't get married is because of kedusha, not because of the children not doing of Avodah Zarah. She's a Gioras. She's not interested in Avodah Zarah. So why can't you marry a Nesina who's a Gioras? Because of kedusha. She lacks the kedusha, even though she converted, she lacks the kedusha. Umidisharinam Ptsuadaka, the fact we allow a Yisrael, Ptsuadaka, to marry a Nesina Gioras, even though there's no kedusha, must be shmamina lab the kedusha seikar. There's no kedusha there at all, and so too a psudaka kohen. There's no kedusha either, and he may marry a gioras and a mishuchreres. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. So is it really true? There's no chasis. There's no marriage. It won't be chal if a Jew marries a non-Jew. Is that really true? So asks the Gemara from Shlomo HaMelech. Meisiv Rav Yosef, he asks the following shayla. We're told that Shlomo Melech got married to a non-Jew. It says, Vayishchaten Shlomo as Bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So there's a Vayishchaten, there's a real chasna. He married a non-Jew. Gemara says, Gayure Gaira. No, she converted. That's why he's able to marry her. But of course, if she remained non-Jewish, he wouldn't be able to marry her. There's no chasnas there. So Gemara says, how could that be? How could we accept a ger in the times of Shlomo Melech? But how we learned earlier in the Masechta, Halo Kiblu Geirim Lo Bimei Davar Lo Bimei Shlomo. We don't allow a person to convert, a non-Jew to convert, because they're only converting because life is good for us. Times of Davar and Shlomo, where we're in the top of the civilization, they wanted all the wealth, they wanted the base of Mikdash. They didn't marry because they believed in Yiddishkeit, they married because they wanted to be in a winning team. So Gemara says, no. That's true in general. We wouldn't let a person be Miskayer in the times of Davar and Shlomo, but that was only because Midei Hutaima, and they wanted to taste what it's like to be part of the king's team. However, Paro already was part of the king. She wasn't gaining anything more that she didn't have before him. So Halachichla, she did not need to marry Shlomo to become wealthy. So it must be she married because she really felt that this was a true religion and it was a good Geiris. And since it was a good Geiris, that's why Shlomo Melech was able to marry her. So Gemara says, wait a second. There's another problem here. V'tepiglei deha mitzis rishonahi. You can't marry a mitzvah rishon. The first generation of a mitzvah, a Jew can't marry, even if she converts. There's an issur d'oraisa of marrying a mitzvah rishon. Only the mitzvah shlishi, the third generation, as we're going to see in the Mishnah in just a second, only the third generation is allowed. That's the third generation who married outside of a mitzvah. But a first generation mitzvah wouldn't be allowed. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, no, hanich azli l'alma v'hani achrininu. The Mitzrayim who lived in Mitzrayim were not really Egyptians anymore. They were somehow mixed together. They lived in Egypt, but they were not part of the original Yichus from Paro in the story of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes two lines down from the top. Hanich azli la'alma mesu. Those who initially enslaved us all died. V'tavu b'mei Paro. They all were drowned in the Yamsuf. And the Torah warned us about the Erev of Rav. That's where you're going to suggest. There are other people who moved to Egypt, and they're called Egyptians, but they were not part of the original Egyptians. So maybe the Issur Mitzri doesn't apply to Bas Paro that Shlomo Melch married. And Gemara says, can't be. Because Tani, the Brisa says, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin was a Ger Mitzri Haya, Li Chaver, Mitamidi Rabbi Kiva. He was a student of Rabbi Kiva. And Amr Ani, he said, I converted, I'm a Mitzri Rishon, Venasati Mitzri Rishon, I married a first generation Mitzris. And he says, Asi Levni Mitzri Shni, I'm going to have my son, who's a Mitzri Sheni, marry another Mitzri Sheni, a second generation Mitzri, Kadeshi Ben Bini. This way my grandchild will be a Mitzri Roy, Mitzri Shlishi, which means Roy Level Bakal. So if this was relevant in the times of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, it certainly was true in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, where the Mitzrim who lived there did actually have that Isser still of Mitzri. So again, how could Shlomo HaMelech marry the Bas Paro? Even if she converted, she was at best a Mitzis Rishona. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Papa, Anan Mishlomo, Lake of an Ace. If you're going to ask a question from Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo lo nasav mida, he didn't marry her. He didn't marry her at all. Dichsib it says in the pasuk Malachim Aleph, Min Hagoyim Asher Amar Hashem El Bnei Yisrael Lo Savo Vehem Vehem Lo Yavo Vehem. Don't go to them; they shouldn't come to you. Meaning, don't intermarry. Achein Yatus Levavchem. They're going to turn your hearts. Achrei Eloheim after their gods. Behem Tavok Shlomo Lahava. Shlomo was Davik to her because he loved her. The Lashon Davik Lahava doesn't mean he married her, but rather he was with her. He connected with her, but it wasn't any marriage at all. There's Devekus, the physical, literal Devekus, but it wasn't any Chasnas here. Okay, so there's a problem, there's a kasha in two different pesukim with them. Alakasha v'ischatein ba. So one pasuk says they connected, they went out, they dated, however you want to say this. And the other pasuk is they actually get married. So Gemara says, no, mitoch ava yaser she'ava, because Shlomo loved her so much, he knew he couldn't marry her, but since he loved her so much, it was ma'ala love akasav kilu nischatein ba. It was kilu, they did get married, but lamaisa, he couldn't marry her, even if she converted, because she was still a mitzvah rishona, and that's the reason why. In the end, of course, we know that there is no chalos marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew. So now the Gemara says, "Amalei Ravina le Ravashi." V'had alan tnam. We learn in the Mishnah, "A psudaka ukar shivcha mutar begiras meshuchares." So we're talking above whether Yisrael can marry a Yisrael shivcha can marry a Nesina. So the implication from our Mishnah is that she may not marry it, because our Mishnah only mentions that a Kar Shivcha, Psuadak, a Kar Shivcha can marry a Gyaros and Mishukhwaris. It doesn't mention Nesina. Must be they may not marry Nesina. So Amrle Gemar says, wait a second. Latamech, look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eima Seifa, Eina Nasura Ela Belevo Bakal. The Isser is only to Levo Bakal. Hub Nesina implying, though, but Nesina would be Sharu. They can marry a Nesina. So there are opposite implications from the Mishnah between the Reish and the Seifa, and therefore Ella Mehal Leka the Mishnah Mina. You can't make any conclusion from a Mishnah and whether a Nesina may marry a Petuadaka Yisrael or not. So now the new Mishnah tells us as follows, which is very appropriate as we're just a couple weeks away from Shavuos and the Yartzeh of Davar Melech, when we read about Rus, they're very appropriate. Says the Mishnah, Amoni Umoavi Asurun V'isurim Isur Olam. The male Ammonis, the male Moavis, may not marry forever. It's forever. The males are always asked to marry into Klai Yisrael. Aval nikvosem mutaris miad. But their daughters, the females, are allowed immediately to marry into Klai Yisrael. As opposed to Mitzri, v'adomi, einan asurin ela ad shlosha doris. Their Isur doesn't last forever. It only lasts three generations. But echad zacharim v'achad nekevis. But it's equal, both male and female, that the female also has to wait three generations. So there are two differences between the Adomi and Moavi, Mitzri and Adomi, versus Ammoni and Moavi. One is by the males, three generations versus forever, and one is by the females, the Ammoni and Moavi immediately is permitted, but by the Mitzri of Adomi, only after three generations for the females as well. So comes along now, Rabbi Shimon Matir as an Akevus Miyad, he felt that even immediately, the Mitzris and Adomis would be allowed Miyad, they don't have to wait three generations. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, he says, this is a kavachomer hadavar. It makes sense. It's very sensible to say this. Because ma'im b'makum she'asir as a zacharim isir olam by the Ammoni Moavi, where the men are asir forever, yet hiter as in the kevos, the women are permitted miyad immediately, makum she'asir as a zacharim ela ad shlosha daros, where the isir was only limited to three generations by the mitzvah adomi, certainly ain't no din, shenat as in the kevos miyad, certainly the females should be permitted immediately. So Amar Lo, he says, Im halacha nekaba. If this is how, the Masorah you have, if it's halacha Moshe Sinai, I accept what you say. That's halacha. I can't argue in halacha Moshe Sinai. Im ladin, if this is your kavachomer, which sounds like a very nice kavachomer, yesh tshuva, I've got a question in your kavachomer. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what it is, but the Gemara on tomorrow's daf will tell us what the question is. Amar Lo, ki halacha ani omer. It's not a kavachomer, it's really halacha Moshe Sinai, and therefore don't ask questions from this din. So Gemara now wants to know, monah nemile, how do we know these words are true? Which words? That a Amoni Moavis are muta immediately, and they don't, and only the Isra applies to the Zacharim to the males. So Gemara tells us an interesting conversation, a dialogue took place between Shmuel, rather Shaul, about the door, about David. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, Ucheros Shaul as David, when Shaul saw David Yotze Likras HaPlishti, went out to greet the Plishti, Amar El Avner, he turns to Avner Sar Tzva, his general, Ben Mize Hanar Avner, who is this Avner? Who is this young boy David who's going to go up against the Goliath? But Yomer Avner, Avner says, Chai Nafshecha HaMelech Im Yadati. So, do you not, if you do, if I don't know? Yeah, I don't know who this is. What does that mean? Lo yadelei, the Shaul not really know, recognize David HaMelech? Haksa, doesn't it say that Vayaheveu Moed Vahilo Neso Kalim? He loved David very much, and David was his schlepper. So how could Shaul now pretend he doesn't know who he is? Ela Avu Kamashu, he's asking about who his father was. V'aviv lo yadelei, Shaul didn't know his father of David either, but Haksa, it says in the Pasuk as well, that Ha'ish Vimei Shaul Zakein Babi Anashim, that, that says, once I said, the previous pasuk says, the part of the beginning of the pasuk rather says, but David, ben ish efrasi, hazeh, mi base lachem Yehudi, Yehuda, mushmo yishai, velo shmo navan, he had 8 children, for ish bime shol, zakin ba be anashim, vamarav, vise marabi abba, ze yishai avi David, she nichlas bechlos, viyasa bechlusa, he went in the, part of the army of Shaul, it sounded like Shaul very much knew who Yishai was. He was part of the soldiers. So how could he claim not knowing David or Yishai, his father? So Hachikamar Shaul, this is what Shaul was asking Avner. Imi Peretz Asi, if David was a descendant of Peretz ben Yehuda, with Yehuda and Tamar, if he was a child of Peretz, or Imi Zerach Asi, he came from Zerach, they were twins. Yehuda and Tamar are twins, Peretz and Zerach. Was David from Peretz or was he Zerach? Which side was he from? Imi Peretz Asi, if he came from Peretz, Malkavi, that he is right to be the king, Shamelch Peretz, because the king is able to be Peretz Gedarm, Lasos Derech, so he has such a strength, such a yichas to be the king, based in the Lashon of Peretz. V, Memachem Biyado, Ebein Machem Biyado, you can't protest the ability of a king to knock down walls and create streets and highways. V, Mizerach Asi, if he came from Zerach, Chashuva Ba'amahavi, he's Chashuva, but he's not royalty melch. In other words, we're being told here that it has to come from the lineage of Peretz to be royalty to be the king of Malchus Beis David. So my time of Amr Leshal Allah. So what was the reason? Well, why did he suddenly ask about David's ability to be king or not? The Chassid, something very interesting happened. Vayalbesh Shal as David Madav. That Shal wore the measurement of David. Kimidaso. That somehow the midah of Shaul matched the midah of David. Uksiv Beba Shaul Mishichmo Umala Gavah Mikol Am. And David was very, very tall. So what happened was Shaul was very tall. David was not as tall. But Shaul's clothing somehow began to shrink. And it matched the exact shear, the dimensions and measurements of David HaMelech. So Shaul sensed something was going on. The big day malchus that he was wearing was suddenly changing shape and form to match the David's measurements. He said, wait a second, is David supposed to be the next king? Let me look into his yichas. Is he from Zerach? Is he from Peretz? That's where he started to question. So Amar Lo Doeg HaDomi says to Shaul, Ad Shatam Mishal Alav, before you're asking about David himself, Im Hagunu L'malchus Im Lav, if he's qualified or not qualified, Shaul Alav Im Roy Lava Bakal Im Lav, see if he's qualified to come, Bakal or not, why, my time of, the Ka'osi Me Rus HaMoaviyah, he came from Rus HaMoaviyah, and that's a convert, and maybe a offspring of the converts shouldn't be Roy. So Amar Li Avner, Avner says, Tanina, we have a din in the Mishnah, Amoni V'lo Amonis, Moavi lo Moavis. The Isser of Moavis, only the males cannot marry into the cow, but the females, and Rus was a Moaviyah, she'd be allowed to. So that's not of concern. So El Meat, if that's the case, Mamzer v'lo Mamzeris? So the Pasuk says a Mamzer can't love a Bakal. Does that mean to make a Dik, but a Mamzeris can marry a Bakal? We know certainly that's not the case. So too, don't make the Dik Moavi versus Moaviyah. Well, it says no. The Dik's a good Dik. You can make Moavi v'lo Moavis. How come we don't make the din by the mamzer? Because it's really the word, not the gender of female versus male. The word mamzer means mamzer ksiva mum zar. Anybody who has this mum, this psul, this blemish of being a zar, we don't distinguish between males and females. That would equally apply. So then the Gemara says, mitzri v'lo mitzris. So we should say the same thing by a mitzri, that only a mitzri should be asr, but a mitzri should be allowed. The Gemara says, no, shani hachav, the mefarish time of the krub, because by a mitzri, even though you could have made the diak mitzri, though mitzris, but the Torah provides us the reason why a mitzri is not allowed, and that would equally apply to both men and women. Why? It says, al davar, al asher lo, kidmu eschem belechem emayim. The reason why they didn't, b'derech mitzrayim, there is a reason why B'nai Amon didn't, that we can't marry into the Kaal, they can't marry into our Kaal, is because they didn't give us food and water while we were going out of Mitzrayim, they didn't help us out. So who was that psul on? Who was that on? Darkel shel ish lekadim, below darkel shel ish lekadim. Men are the ones to go provide food for those passing by, not women. So it was the men's fault. The men of Moab, they're the ones at fault, and that's why they can't marry Bakal. The women, they're not at fault. It's not their derech to go out and give food to men who are passing by. So that's why the psul is only to the men, not to the women. So Gemara says, "Haya lem lekadim anashim likras anashim." So bet nashim likras anashim. Ein achanami, but the men should have greeted the men, and the women should agree to the women. So he says, Ishak, he didn't have an answer. Avner did not have a response to this. It was a good shaila, and he left it quiet. So the Gemara then says, Miyad immediately, V'yomer Melch, Melch says to Avner, Shalata ben Mize Ha'elam. So go ask who this is. Ha'elam. So suddenly, Hasim earlier, he referred to Avner as Karlei Na'ar. He referred to David as Na'ar. Now Hachi is calling him Karlei Elam. How can we change his description of David from first Anar to Elam? What does Elam even mean? So Hachi Kamar Leis, this way he says to him, Halacha Nisalmi Mimcha, you forgot the Halacha Lagabi David. It was Nelam, it became lost, that's why you referred to it as Elam. Say Usha, go ask in the base Medrash what the din is. Shali went to the base Medrash, Avner went to the base Medrash, Amrulai, they said to him, Amoni Vla Amonis, Muavi La Muavis, what would the din be? Would David be allowed to be Bakal or not Bakal? And then the Gemara answers, Ikshalei Doag Kol Hani Kush Yosei. He asked for the questions. Vishtaki, they didn't have anything to answer. So then what happened was, Bai Lachuzei Ale, they wanted to call out, it must be David is possible because they asked a good question. He's possible because even his great-great-grandmother, Ruth, was possible. Miyad immediately, Amasa Ben Ish, Ushmo Yisrael Yisraeli, Ashaba El Avigal Bas Nachash. He stood up, the Ksivit says, Yeser HaYishmaeli. So what does that mean? We call him Yishmaeli. So Rava Milamid Shechager Charbo Kishmael. They took a sword like a Yishmaeli. He said the following thing. He got up in the base medrash and he stood up and said, "You call me Sheino Shemei Halacha Zu Yidake Becherv. Who doesn't listen to the Halacha will be killed by this sword." Kach Mikublani Base Dino Shemuel Ramasi. I've got a Masora. The din is Amoni Lo Amonis Muavi Lo Muavis. Don't ask any Shilas. This is the Masora. This must be accepted. And from that point on, it was accepted. And that's why Rus was a good Gioris. And that's why David of Melech, of course, was Roy to be the Melech. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.